Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rochester High School. Tonight, the lady... No, I knew I was going to do that. We've been following Lady Zebras. The guys have been out for a while. It's guys' turn tonight. The guys back in action in TRC as they take on the North Miami Warriors. North Miami comes in with a record of 2-3. The Rochester guys coming in with a record of 2-0, not playing since December 4th. Welcome special guest tonight, Jake Ruff, to the broadcast. Jake, thanks for joining me.
Looking forward to it, Randy.
Yeah, it should be a great night here tonight. It's a TRC matchup, the first one of the season for both teams, I believe. As we look at, no, they play McConaughey. North Miami did, so they are sitting now 0-1 in the conference. Rochester's first time on the floor for 19 days.
Yeah, and I think being that has been the layoff that it's been. I think getting your legs back underneath of you before the holidays, and then getting into the the meat of the schedule after the first of the year. This is a good game to get played before Christmas and then come back and hopefully hit your stride without any additional COVID issues.
Tonight, the North Miami Warriors again playing there. This will be their sixth game, Jake. This is Rochester's only third, but you'll hear Coach Malco talk about it in the pregame that really they've only had to adjust one team, maybe two. One being Logansport, because Taylor had really dropped us off the schedule before COVID even started. So really the only game that they had to move around is Logansport and this North Miami game, and they're already making it up tonight.
Yeah, and I think, the other important thing through that stretch, not only just missing the Logan game, but also not having to look to reschedule TRC games is really important, because you don't want to get crammed in late, 8 or 9 TRC games in a 6-week period.
Well, let's talk about that, because in the girls' side of things, there's going to be some teams that are going to have back-to-back-to-back conference games because they've been out and rescheduling and everything else, and obviously every school wants to get their conference games in, so they're going to be losing some others and gaining it's going to be a crazy mess on the girls' side.
It's going to be insane. There's actually a stretch in January where another team near the top of the conference with us is playing 6 games over a course of 12 days, and that's going to be taxing for anyone, regardless of depth.
Yeah, so, anytime you can get these in, like this one here tonight, he was able to get this TRC game in tonight before the Christmas holiday, and really then they play Lewis Cass next week on a Wednesday night, and then they're off to after the first year where they get Winamac back on the schedule, because Winamac was postponed earlier in the season due to Winamac being out.
Yeah, and I think Winamac actually just played their first game of the season last night, I believe. I think Val posted on Twitter that the Golden State Warriors and the Winamac Warriors were back last night for the first time. So to go until December 22nd before you play your first game is obviously going to present challenges, non-conference or conference, for them.
Looking at the North Miami Warriors, they're coming in 2-3. They played on a Monday night, losing to South Newton 55-51. Then they played on the 18th and defeated North Newton 53-44. So they've been on the floor here the last week or so. So, conditioning-wise, you wonder what's the difference going to be tonight.
Yeah, I think anytime you're off 19 days, I think Rochester's practiced three times since they came back. There's no doubt there's going to be an adjustment to game speed, and you got to be ready to play regardless of who the opponent is, and hopefully get your legs back underneath of you before Cass next week.
We had a chance to talk to Zebra head coach Rob Alco. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the pregame show, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office. bottleless coolers for work and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM. Local news and high school basketball.
Hospital connecting you with excellent health care providers. Along now is Zebra head coach Rob Malko. Well, coach, it's been 19 days since you've seen the floor, and how do you think the kids are going to react tonight?
Well, it just seems like a little bit like you're starting over. We've had about five practices coming into this game, thinking back Saturday. Actually, no, we've only had three, and then we had a walkthrough this morning, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and then our walkthrough today. So, but three solid practices and a walkthrough, and we're back to playing another game. The blessing is we got a couple games under our belts before this happened. The other blessing is we're senior dominated. Those things I think play into our favor with what we're working through as a society and as a corporation and the whole process.
Well, the other thing is you've got a talented group of seniors, just not senior loaded, but a talented group that's played a lot of basketball together.
Yeah, and I think the key there is the together part, having them have success from the time they were playing in elementary league all the way up through to where we are today. But them understanding the process, and I think that will hopefully help us come January, February when we have, because we've got a couple games we'll have to make up and bunch some together. We're still not as bad as some teams.
No.
Even through that whole process, we only have two games to make up. We're making one of them up tonight before Christmas. So we've only had to slide one game on a Tuesday night at the end of the year. Other than that, our schedule is intact at this point. I guess you go back to the Tri-Central game, which was our fault. We had to respond to their issues, and so we did move it back also. But pretty good shape, I think, all in all, in terms of how it's affected us. But, gosh, we've been 6 weeks in, and then we've had this to this point, and it doesn't seem to matter whether it's Valley, Winnemac, us, McConaughey, Caston, and I mean everybody's at some point in time has taken a hit and had to adjust and regroup. I'm watching scores and box scores, and there are teams who aren't playing with a full team. They're evidently like us, as we have tonight. We're not going to have our entire squad tonight, and that's happening to teams where they're either all out or there are certain players who are under the protocol. So it's different. It's different. I hope we can get to the point where we can find some consistency and have a nice run with health. But, right now it is what it is.
With being off for those 19 days and only getting three good, solid practices in, do you concern about fatigue tonight if this game kind of lingers on to that third and fourth quarter?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And with our lack of depth, which we aren't a real deep team anyway at this point. Now, maybe as the season continues, we'll add a little depth. But I felt like the game we had against Culver and North Jetson, I was pretty comfortable with seven guys. And one of those guys isn't going to be there tonight. Another guy tweaked his ankle. So I'm real comfortable tonight with five. And we're going to have to get a couple kids to step up and maybe play some minutes that hadn't played much yet.
Going to have to use your timeouts wisely as well to try to give them a breather.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to just save them for the end of the game. I think, like you said, we're going to need to kind of put one here and there, you know, especially in the second half. If we can get to halftime and then take those five timeouts and then make that third and fourth quarter something that we can give guys some rest, we will. But, yeah, there's going to be some strategy involved in how we help them with their legs tonight.
With that being said, you look to maybe just set back and play half court as long as you can to try to save those legs in the first half before you really bring the pressure maybe in the second half if needed?
Yeah, and you know, you were there when Becky and Alex and them played and we were helping Tony, you know, 5-6 years ago and we weren't deep. We were really talented the first five and right. It fell off a lot and we had to find a couple of kids that could play some roles, but we didn't open the throttle up until about third quarter usually. And I don't know how it's going to be. We're kind of in that boat tonight, though.
North Miami also kind of in that same boat. They haven't played for a while. They've got four games under their belt where you've got two. But being off that same amount of time in there, you know, it could be a battle of who could last longer.
Well, there's no question that there's really no way to draw on and say, well, this is what we did when this happened before.
Right.
So, you know, I don't care who you are. I mean, you could be a guy who's coached for 30 years, and this is just a new situation. So we're all dealing with it. We'll all do the best we can, and hopefully we get off the floor healthy tonight, both teams, and we can move on with our schedule.
What do you see? What would you want to see tonight? Obviously a W, but what do you want to see tonight out of these kids, knowing there's a couple with an ankle and some other illnesses and one out for protocol? What do you want to see from some of these kids and maybe from the bench tonight? What do you want to see?
Well, like you said, we talked about the fact we've only got two games under our belt. There's still a lot of things we're working on. It's the end of December, yet it feels like early December in terms of how guys have been tested. So there's a lot of things fundamentally or with our offense that we worked on this week and over the weekend that we're stressing that we want to see played out in a better, more, I guess I would call it, executed fashion. And even when it comes to blocking out on rebounds, not, you know, game one, a lot of times you hope you have better athletes, but we're getting to the point where we need to just do everything better fundamentally. And so I guess I want to see us tonight show some things fundamentally where we can't get into foul trouble because we don't move our feet, because we decide, oh, that looks appetizing, and we go over someone's back for a rebound. So we got to, I think what I'm really looking for tonight is discipline as players to make great choices, move their feet, defend with their feet and not with their hands, and allow me as the coach to put people in places throughout the night that maybe haven't played very much where they can succeed and not force someone to be baptized by fire. So that's really what I think I'm going to be hoping from our seniors tonight.
Five starters for tonight's game.
Yeah, we're going to go Blake Hughes will be starting center for us, and we'll have Trent. We're going to have Reinerts at the forwards, and then we're going to have McCarter and Glothen at the guards.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to talking to you after tonight's game.
All right, thank you.
Rob Malko of the Rochester Zebras back with more on the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Plaskai Memorial Hospital. Back with more.
Zebra have you heard that our
Giant FM Sports, RTC TV4.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus. In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here in Rochester High School, time now for the starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future, please recycle. That's the Fulton County Solid Waste District. The guest on the scoreboard, the North Miami Warriors, coming in with a record of 2-3, being coached by Mr. Ryan Demean. Their starting lineup looked like this: a 5'8", a sophomore, number 12, Landon Hunt, a 6'1", senior, number 22, Alex Masters, a 6-foot junior, number 30, Parker Johnson, a 6'3", junior, number 40, Braden Burns, and a 6'5", sophomore, number 50, Keegan Donaldson for the North Miami Warriors. For your 2-0 Rochester Zebras, again coached by Mr. Rob Malco, they will start tonight. Number 3, Graham Carter, a 6'2", senior, a 5'9", sophomore, number 4, Tarek McLaughlin, a 6'4", senior, number 11, Kyle Reinerts, and a 6'2", senior, number 12, Trenton Reinholt, and a 6'6", senior, number 23, Blake Hughes, in the middle for the Rochester Zebras. Jake, you've heard Coach Malco talk there. He's expecting a lot tonight because this is only game 3. There's a lot of things that they have not been able to work on. A lot of things they've seen, and he wants to see how disciplined they can be.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that he mentioned, we may see some names that we're not all that familiar with yet at the varsity level. And tonight's a night where you can grow up a little bit in the underclassmen, and it gives us an opportunity to see some of them perform on a little bit bigger stage.
In the JV contest tonight, it went to Rochester over North Miami, 45-12. Hunter Campbell lit it up tonight from the field. He had 16 points and several three-pointers in that 16.
Yeah, the second half, like we said, it got sloppy both ways, but the game was out of hand in the first half, and he was a shot maker, and there's always room on a roster for a shot maker.
Again tonight, the Zebras and the North Miami Warriors will battle in this TRC matchup. It's the second TRC battle for North Miami, and first for the Zebras as they try to get that going here after a 19-day layoff due to COVID protocol here tonight. Again, Jake Ruff, Randy Wayne, glad you joined us tonight. We're getting ready for the tip. The tip being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. The Insulation Guys bringing you the game tonight's tip. All right, we get ready. It's going to be Hughes and the Donaldson. We'll jump for both teams.
Yeah, Donaldson is he's a big kid in the middle for North Miami. You don't see many that look Hughes eye-eye.
The tip is controlled by the North Miami Warriors, and Hunt will control it. Hunt comes to the near side. He gives it off now to Burns. Burns in the right wing. Burns trying to get it down low to Donaldson. Can't do so right now. They'll bring it back out to Hunt up top. Hunt at the free throw line.
Pulls up, pulls it back out to Masters. Now back up, down to Johnson.
Johnson throws it out of bounds. First turnover of the contest belongs to the North Miami Warriors. 7:36 to go here in the opening quarter. Zebras with their first possession. We'll see what they can do here to start the contest.
McLaughlin with the basketball. Looks like the Warriors are coming out in a 2-3 zone, looking to pack it in, which would neutralize some of the size for the Zebras.
McLaughlin with the basketball on the far side. Now to Tom McCarter. Deep three on the way. Good.
You don't want to let him get settled in.
He usually, if Grant starts out hot, look out, because it's going to light up tonight, and he's up 3-0 right now to Zebras. Down on the other end, now Burns with the basketball. Goes to the top. Donaldson up and good. That looked way too easy.
Yeah, good post entry right over the top.
Zebras now with the basketball. The one-point lead, 3-2. McCarter on the right wing, trying to get down low to Hughes. Hughes has it. He kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin down to Reiners. Reiners down on the block, kicks it out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin head fakes right down to the open.
Really
Reiners.
Good look.
That was a great
really,
move.
Really good
attack and open. Reiners wide open. And it's 5-2 now. Zebras on top. Here comes Hunt with basketball. Hunt gives off to Burns. His three ball on the way. No good. McCarter with the rebound, and he'll look to push the ball. McCarter right down the heart of the middle, and he throws it down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by the Zebras. First turnover of the night goes to the Zebras.
Yeah, probably got in there just a little bit too far on that feed and threw a bounce pass that went towards the ankles and fumbled it out of bounds.
The Internet's True Value scoreboard, 5-2. Zebras up with 6:15 to go here in the first. Hunt with the basketball. Hunt goes to the hole, throws up a shot, no good. And McCarter rebounds it. Quickly out to Reinerts. Reinerts down low. Kicks it back out to McCarter. Another three ball on the way. Just off the mark. Reinerts with the rebound. Reinerts down low. Kicks it out to Reinholt. His 15-footer, good. Trenton Reinholt has his first two. And it's 7-2. Now Zebras up on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Really with the basketball.
Really good look there for Reinhold. Nice to see scoring coming from other places right now when you're lacking depth.
Johnson with a three ball, no good. Hughes rebounds it out to Reinhold. Reinhold will push. Reinhold then will back out and run the offense. Now to McLaughlin on the right wing. McLaughlin pushing down low to Hughes. Can't get it to him. Now McCarter, top of the key. McCarter, Keenan, jumper, good. And timeout, North Miami. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Be able to remind you about our proud sponsors of Zebra Basketball, Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. And RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. Again, just a few of the sponsors for Zebra Basketball all season long. 5:24 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebra's up 9-2. Jake, the Zebra's really starting to do have that open look. Now, Grant was maybe a little contested there, but Trent's shots open. They got three that McCarter had earlier was wide open.
Yeah, and even the shot that McCarter had there, I mean, he was under control. He got into the zone, and, McCarter's one of those guys that's going to have the green light just about whenever he wants. It was a contested shot, but it was a shot that was under control.
In other games around the area, Tippecanoe Valley trails Oregon Davis 14-6 at the end of one. And North Miami, after the timeout, has the basketball. Here's a shot by Masters on the way. No good. Rebound comes to McLaughlin. McLaughlin will push. Here come the Zebras. McLaughlin around the defender. Now down in the corner. Kicks back out to Reinhold. Top of the key to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball. Goes right side to McLaughlin. Back to McCarter. He'll fire three. In and out. No good. Rebound battled for. And we're going to have jump ball. And it will stay with the Zebras. Great job that time by Blake Hughes going battling against Donaldson. So it'll be Zebra basketball, baseline right. McCarter slaps the basketball, sets things in motion. Back up top, down to McLaughlin. He'll fire the three ball. Good.
Not a lot of contest there, Randall.
Wide open. And it's 12-2, a 10-point lead for the Zebras. Here's Hunt with basketball against McLaughlin. Hunt picks up his dribble, now off Masters. Masters on the right wing, now to Burns. Trying to work it down low to Donaldson, and Zebra's doing great defense, not able to get it down there. Burns with the basketball, travels.
Zebras are doing a great job helping there.
Yeah. Some great help defense, and maybe some others can learn from that. 12-2, 4:25 go here in the first quarter. McLaughlin with the basketball. Trent Reinhold down low to Reinerts.
Reinhardt kicks it back out to McLaughlin, top of the key, penetrates in, kicks it over to Hughes, his 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Reinhold saves out to McCarter, but just a little too hard. But Coach Malco very pleased with the effort, though. 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here tonight on Giant FM, RTC TV4. Hunt with the basketball now. 10-point lead for the Zebras. Hunt comes to the near side. Hunt gives it off to Burns. Burns is trying to get it down low to Donaldson and having nothing as he is double-teamed down low. Donaldson gets it out 3-point line, and now he'll go back to Burns. He'll swing it backside to Johnson. Now in the corner to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Picks it up, he dribble. Now goes off to Burns in the left wing. His three ball good.
That was a deep look.
12-5. On the Energy Value scoreboard. McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline, and Coach Malco takes a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Zebra Basketball. They lead 12-5 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Rochester High School after the Zebra timeout, Coach Malco not real upset. I just apparently saw something he didn't like and wanted to address it earlier. Or, as where we talked earlier, give the kids a little rest, kind of space those timeouts out.
Correct. Yeah, the three that Burns hit was, it was 2 feet behind the line. And it was, there was a hand at least nearby. It wasn't like it was right up on the line. If somebody missed an assignment, he made a shot.
Coach Davis on the scoreboard tonight, and he tells me that girls basketball is Northridge 57, Concordia 43, a final. Back in live action here from Rochester High School. McLaughlin with the basketball. Up top of the key. Now gives it off to Reinhold. Reinhold down low to Reinerts. Reinerts looking for Hughes. Can't get it to him. He'll go cross court to McLaughlin. To cutting Trenton Reinhold. Free throw line jumper. No good. Reinerts with a rebound. Up and good.
Really good putback by Reinerts.
I think that's going to happen all day long with he's got a shorter defender on him. And if Reinerts can get a good block out, he'll have a lot of offensive rebounds. Down on the other end now, quickly is Johnson. He'll fire just inside the mark. No good. McLaughlin with the rebound. And the coaching staff hollering, go, go, go. Push it. McLaughlin to a cutting Trent Reinhold. Reinhold back up top. McLaughlin, top of the key. Holds it. Now in penetrate. Go to Reinerts. 12-footer on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound comes away to Masters. Masters in quickly ahead to Johnson. Johnson will walk it up. Looking forward guard, and he'll go now off to Masters, another left wing down left side, now to Burns. Burns back up off to Masters, and Masters is going to be called for an offensive foul.
Really good help side there by Reinerts. They had Grant beat, and Reinerts stepped over there and cut off the baseline and got the push off.
Trevor Simons, the 5'11 junior, checking in for the first time tonight for the North Miami Warriors. And Aiden Smith into the contest for Rochester, and Reinhold will get a breather. 2:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Zebras up 14-5 on the Innards True Value scoreboard.
One thing the Zebras are doing really well right now is getting into the middle of that zone, and it's forcing the North Miami defenders to collapse.
McLaughlin with the basketball, penetrates, jump stops, kicks it back out to Hughes, back up top, now to McCarter. McCarter head fakes, kicks it out to Aiden Smith in the corner, who not afraid to shoot a three ball as well either. McCarter, 5 foot behind the line. He'll penetrate. Jump stop. Goes up. Good.
Great move by McCarter.
16-5.
Got where he wanted to and made the shot.
Hunt with the basketball on the other end. Hunt in is going to be called for a carry. Another turnover for North Miami. And Trent Reinhold back in. And Reinhardt gets the breather.
Already 5 turnovers for North Miami. 6 minutes into the game.
Seth Ireland will check in for the first time for Donaldson, and returning the lineup will be Johnson with just under 2 to go here in the opening quarter. 16-5 down, Zebras up. McLaughlin with the basketball. He'll start the offense, goes right side now to McCarter. 5 feet behind, good.
That was a deep one.
He's going to hit the volleyball line, he keeps going.
Yeah, everyone's been a little bit further out, and they have had no answer for him.
19-5. Zebras up on top, quickly down the floor. Now is Burns. Burns with the basketball on the left wing. Burns comes back to Johnson. Johnson top of the key. Left side down to Simon. Simon penetrates in, kicks it back out. Burns with it on the left wing. He'll fire the three ball, try to match it. No good. Rebound to Hughes. Quickly after Reinhardt.
Zebras can live with that shot, Randy.
Now off to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates in, kicks it back out to, nope, go down low to Hughes. Great look by Terry McLaughlin.
Yes, it was. Got right into the middle of the zone and dumped it off to Hughes.
Thought he was going to kick it back out. Hughes came open, and McLaughlin kept his head up and saw it. What a great pass. 21-5 now. Zebras up on top. Under a minute to go here in the first. Johnson with the basketball for North Miami in the corner. Down low to Ireland. Stolen by the Zebras. McCarter pushes. McCarter. Down low to a wide open Trent.
Great
and
beat.
Good. Reinhold with two more. It's 23-5. 40 seconds to go here in the first.
Great feed there by McCarter.
Doesn't look like the Zebras have been out 19 days, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't. Very fresh early.
Johnson with the layup up and good. Got caught staring at the basketball on that one, and Zebras now up 23-7. 20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Coach Malco hollers one shot, and wait the clock run down.
North Miami seems content to let them have that.
I think I would be too.
At 23-7.
10 seconds to go, and the Zebras will start it. Aiden Smith with the basketball. Now back to McLaughlin. Almost loses it. McLaughlin penetrates. Still going to the hole. Five-footer off the, on the way. No good. And last touch by North Miami. They'll stay with Zebras with 1 second to go. Reese Weenie checks into the contest for the first time tonight. And he'll replace Blake Hughes, give him a breather. Reese getting some early action here tonight as he hasn't played in several years. Nice to see him get back on the floor.
Came back from swimming.
Yeah. At the buzzer, no good, Dan. That'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one on the Inyards True Value Scoreboard. Zebras 23, North Miami 7. Back with the second quarter after this. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, China FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater. Tax service.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, as the North Miami Warriors will have the basketball to start the quarter. And Hunt will have the basketball to walk it across the timeline against Smith. Hunt comes to the near side. Hunt kicks it back out to Johnson. He'll fire the three ball all the way. No good. Hughes with the rebound. Excuse me, Reinhardt with the rebound.
Good contest by Reedy there.
McCarter with the basketball. McCarter. Pull up jumper on the way, no good. Reinhold. They all look alike out there on the floor. Reinhold with a great rebound, gets it back out to McCarter. Now to Smith up top. He'll restart the offense. Goes left side to Reinhardt. And then Reinhardt is going to be called for the offensive foul. Just lowered that shoulder just enough and right in front of the official.
Yeah, and in today's era, it seems like officials love to make the charge call.
Huntington North leads 14-11 over. Number one Cathedral.
Is that a Coach Davis?
That is Coach Davis. He's on it.
Always is.
Stop the key Hunt. Now he gives it back over to Simons. Simons with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. Trying to get it down. Look, great job by Reinhardt.
Very good. Good denial.
Got the denial. Got the tip and the steal all in the same play. And he was back at the other end. Smith in the corner. Now he's going to have to do something with it. Smith trying to get away. And North Miami is going to bail him out with a foul. That foul coming on Masters. It's going to be his second. So Coach Demean will get ready to go to his bench and bring in a step. Huber's inbound it. Swing it to the near side down to McCarter. Carter with the basketball to Reiner. Reinhold now down to Smith. Back to McCarter to Trent on the near side. Trent, lob pass to Reinerts, up and good. That was a nice cross-court lob, and Reinerts was the only one able to go get that, and he went up strong and finished strong, and it's 25-7.
Threw it right over the top of the defense.
Masters with the basketball, top of the key, now to Simons. Simons double dribbles. Yep. As
eighth turnover for North Miami.
Hughes and McLaughlin back in. Reedy and Smith sit down, and Johnson in. And Huffman will check in for the first time tonight for the Zebras.
We're seeing a little bit of that depth that we thought maybe we would see early in this one.
Well, it's good to get them in and work them in, too.
Absolutely.
Obviously in a scoring lopside right now like this one is, and get them in early to save legs for later if needed. Reinerts with the basketball. Reinerts cross-court pass to McLaughlin. Fakes three, puts it on the floor, goes driving in, dishes off to Hughes. Hughes to Reinerts, up good. Great post-to-post work there for the Zebras, and it's 27-7, 20-point lead now for the Zebras. Hunt with a basketball. Now to Simons. Simons back off of top to Johnson. Johnson dribbles in, kicks it back out. Now Hunt up top, back to Simons. To Johnson, trying to get it down low to Donaldson. Great defense again by the Zebras.
Doing a great job closing out.
Johnson up top, back in the near side now with Simons. The Masters, he'll penetrate, kicks it off to Simons, and throws it out of bounds. Checking back in is Ireland for North Miami. Sitting down will be Simons. So this is the first look at the North Miami Warriors. Have had both bigs in at the time. We'll see what they do offensively down at the other end. McLaughlin down with the basketball for the Zebras. Find the screen of McCarter. McCarter down low to Reinerts. Elbow jumper, good.
Clean look there for Reiners. Yeah. Great shot. Great feed. 29-7.
And Donaldson working down low. They're trying to get him the basketball. Hunt can't do it. Hunt's got to do something with it. Hunt gives it off to Masters. To the left side now to Johnson. Back to Masters on the right wing. Masters with the basketball to Hunt. He'll just fire the three ball on the way. No good. Reiner skies and pulls down the rebound. Quick lay ahead to McCarter. McCarter will penetrate. Down low to McLaughlin. Huffman back to McLaughlin. Top the key now to McCarter. He'll fire the three off the mark. Probably a little too quick on that one.
I would agree. Feet weren't set well and a little hurried.
29-7. Zebras up 4:45 to go here in the first half. Hunt with the basketball. To the left side now to Johnson. Johnson brings it back to the near side to Hunt. Hunt, Masters against McCarter. Now to Johnson. Trying to go down low to Donaldson. They can't get it to him. And Masters will penetrate. Throws up a lob or a shot. I'm not sure what it was, but McCarter and Donaldson go for it. It'll be alternating possession. Possession Zebras.
It does seem like frustration setting in a little bit for North Miami on the offensive end. They're definitely hurrying, and they're taking a lot of contested shots.
Well, you can obviously tell that their main plan was to try to get it to Donaldson, and the Zebras have just shut it down.
Well, and the Zebras have the size to shut it down, and I'm sure they don't run into a lot of teams that have that size.
Down low to Reinerts. He kicks it in the corner to McCarter. McCarter penetrates, rips it back out to McLaughlin, top to Keita Huffman. Down low to Hughes. Hughes to the glass, strong, misses it, gets his own rebound back up. Good to foul.
Good finish there by Hughes through contact.
Foul's coming against Simons. Going to be Simons' first, team third. And Hughes will go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
His sister wanted us to point out that she was 6 of 6 from the line last night, so no pressure on him.
Blake, his first opportunity tonight. Takes his time, eyes it, flies it, and good.
He's matching her.
And so far, so good. Reinhold in, and Hughes will get a breather. 32-7 now with 4:07 to go here in the first half. Randy Witt, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here tonight. TRC basketball. As North Miami has the basketball now, Burns with it, gives it off to Simons, back in the corner, now to Johnson. Top of the key to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Throws it. Rocket to Burns, 2 feet away from him, and Reinhold picks it up, goes the other end, goes the distance.
It's a good thing that pass hit him in the chest, Randy, because it would have knocked some teeth out a little bit higher.
34-7, North Miami wants a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well with 3:45 to go here in the first half. Zebras on a 34-7 lead on Giant FM Sports and RTZ TV 4.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store Parking Lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks Parking Lot, Save-A-Lot Parking Lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern Parking Lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the Recycling Center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School after the North Miami timeout. The Zebras own a 34-7 lead. And right now, Jake, the Zebras are just manhandling North Miami, getting any shot that they want anywhere on the floor.
Yeah, and on the defensive end, North Miami's getting absolutely nothing that they want. And you can definitely tell offensively they're trying to figure out where they're going to go next.
Hunt will bring the ball up for the Zebras against McLaughlin. Hunt crosses the timeline and comes to the near side. Hunt down to Johnson. Johnson travels, shuffling the feet a little bit.
11th turnover for the Warriors.
3:36 to go here in the first half as Aiden Smith will check in. And Huffman will sit down. So Smith will inbound to McLaughlin. And now North Miami has switched to that man.
So going man-man.
See if the Zebras can take advantage of that. In the corner now to McCarter. McCarter to Reinerts. Reinerts on the left wing. Top of the key to McLaughlin. McLaughlin fakes a three. Trying to get some movement out of the defense. And goes down low to Reinerts. Reinerts then dribbles off his foot. Oh, you know, he got the North Miami foot. It'll stay with the Zebras baseline left.
I would say North Miami has seen enough of the shooting tonight, and you know, I'm sure the idea initially was to pack it in because of the size. And it.
Coach Malco wants to talk about this since the chess match is gone and they moved to a man, so he wants to make sure the Zebras are on the right page here. This is an opportunity to tell you about Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making it better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management, as well as Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Just proud supporters of Zebra basketball all season long. Quick 30-second time out there for the Zebras, and gets everybody on the same page. And McCarter now will inbound the basketball baseline left. McCarter looking to McLaughlin, gets it in the corner. McLaughlin, 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around, pulled down by North Miami. Here comes Burns. Burns with the basketball now to Johnson. Johnson, top of the key. Around the screen, picks up, he's dribbled. The ball's loose, picked back up by Johnson. Johnson, now to Simon. Simon with the basketball, tries to go down low, stolen by Reinert.
12th turnover.
Here comes McCarter. He gives it off to McLaughlin, back to McCarter. Fakes a three, inside the paint. Kicks it back out. Now Smith in the corner, three ball all the way, off the mark, no good. We're going to have an offensive foul. Excuse me, a defensive foul on North Miami. Foul is on North Miami's 54. That's Ireland.
His first.
Team's fourth. Ireland will come out. Masters and Donaldson back in for North Miami. McCarter looking to inbound. Gets it up top. Now to Smith. In the corner. Back to McCarter. Three ball on the way. In and out. No good. Hunt with the rebound.
A lot of space for a guy that shot it as well as McCarter tonight.
Hunt with it. Down goes left side to Burns. He'll fire a deep three on the way. No good. Reinert skies for the rebound. Quickly out to McCarter. McCarter pushes. Now he'll slow it down and wait on the rest of his teammates. McLaughlin, he'll fire a deep three on the way. No good. Follows it, and he's going to get called for the foul as he's trying to knock it loose. And that's going to be a foul that Coach Malco talked about earlier in the pregame. Not needed at this point.
Yeah, and only the team second, so no foul trouble to speak of yet.
2:16 to go on the In Your Shoe Value scoreboard. 34-7. Zebras up here in the second quarter. We'll have the Dreddy's halftime show coming up tonight, so go join us for that. Jake will have our first half numbers, and we'll kind of recap some scores from around the area. Val and Coach Davis keep passing them along. We'll pass them on to you. Down low to Donaldson. Donaldson gets his first two of the night.
Good post speed there. Went high-low.
Yeah. Zebras defense that time didn't quite help over quick enough and got caught on that one, and it's 34-9. McLaughlin with the basketball to McCarter. McCarter comes off the screen, looks at the three, passes up, penetrates in, kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin left wing to Reinerts. Reinerts sizing up his defender, now passes back off to McLaughlin. Swings it right side now to Smith. Smith with the basketball, trying to go down low to Hughes. Hughes up and strong and good off the glass.
Good strong finish there by Hughes.
36-9. Minute and a half to go here in the first half.
Five in the quarter for Hughes.
Good quarter. Hunt with a basketball. Hunt to the near side. Hunt trying to take McLaughlin to the hole, and he kicks it back out. Throws it out of bounds. Another turnover on North Miami.
Yeah, North Miami, the turnovers are starting to pile up. 13, and we still have a minute, a little over a minute to go in the first half.
Right idea, I think, by Hunt. Just the pass was a little low for intended for Masters. Zebras with basketball. Down low to Reinerts. Reinerts, nice up and under
really
move.
Good move.
Partially blocked, picked back up by Reinerts, and scores off the glass.
Way to stick with it.
1 minute to go here in the second quarter.
Reinerts up to 8 this quarter, 12 for the game.
Quickly ahead is Hunt. Hunt is guarded by McLaughlin, and McLaughlin is going to be called for a bump. It'll be his second. Team third. Really a pretty quick game. Only 7 fouls called so far between the two teams.
Yeah, no foul trouble really for the Zebras outside of the two on McLaughlin. But other than that, Coach Malco doesn't have anything to worry about with his depth from a foul perspective.
With it now to Masters. Masters on the near side. Fires off a three to Burns and no good. And a long rebound goes out to Johnson. Johnson, turnaround jumper, good, and a foul coming against the Zebras. 30 at Aiden Smith. So Johnson will go back to the line to shoot one to complete the three-point play. With 35.8 seconds to go here in the first half, it's now 38-11. Shot is no good. Hughes with the rebound, and Coach Malco hollers out one shot. So McLaughlin will walk it across the timeline. 25 seconds to go here before halftime, and North Miami again content just to let the clock run down, let the Zebras set up their offense.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea given how easily the Zebras have scored tonight. But when you're down 38-11, you would expect maybe a little bit more urgency.
Start the defense at 9. Now McLaughlin with it at 5. McLaughlin with the basketball. Comes around the screen by Hughes. McLaughlin kicks out to McCarter. Deep three on the way at the buzzer. No good.
Good work.
That will do it for the first half. On your Innards True Value scoreboard, Zebras 38, North Miami 11. We'll be back with the Dreddy's Halftime Show after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
Hello, this is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One-Eyed Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge 1107 says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, is we are at halftime. The Zebras lead at 38-11 on the Inyard's True Value scoreboard. This halftime show being brought to you by Zaretti's Place on the Other Side Grill in Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and full coffee bar. Now featuring bubble teas at Zaretti's Place in downtown Rochester. Jake, you've got the first half numbers for us.
Yeah, McCarter with 10, all in the first quarter. McLaughlin with 3. He hit a 3 in the first quarter also. And then Reinhardt with 12 points, 6 boards. Reinhold had 6, and Hughes had 7. Team rebounds right now, Rochester has, I have Rochester for 12, North Miami for 7. North Miami scoring only 3 guys. Johnson had 4, Burns 3, Donaldson 4. Probably the key to the game thus far for North Miami is they turned it over 12 times, and that has opened the score up significantly at the half.
Well, you know, I think in that the other big storyline is they came out in that zone in that first quarter and really allowed McCarter to light it up and light it up deep and really set the pace for the Zebras tonight.
Yeah, the Zebras hit 3 threes there in the first quarter and basically shot North Miami right out of the zone and put them in a tough spot because obviously inside they don't have the size to match Rochester. Even with the personnel that's missing, and that's made it tough on him even to go man.
Again, at halftime, it's 38-11. Take a look at the schedule coming up for the guys. Again, they will play Lewis Cass next Wednesday, and then they are done for the year. And then when they come back the first of the year, it's a road trip as they start out on January 5th with Winnemac. Then the next week is in the 8th and the 9th at Whitco and Oregon Davis. A couple of tough road games there as you start your second half of your season, 3 on the road.
Yeah, there's obviously a little bit of a rivalry there with Winnemac, and going over there is never easy. And at Whitco and at Oregon Davis, back-to-back, two road trips that are not short, and that's
going
to make...
Going opposite directions.
Opposite directions, and that's 3 in 1 week. So yeah. That's going to be a long week, and then they come home and play Tippecanoe Valley, and they do the road trip thing again. They play 3 more in a row on the road. So, like I said, it's going to be a good night for the Zebras to kind of get their legs back underneath of them, and you wonder if Coach Malco may stick with the normal rotation a little bit longer than normal just to help... get their legs back underneath of them following that long layoff.
Well, especially because, you know, with the holiday weekend, you're going to, obviously he'll probably give them tomorrow off, I would guess, and then Friday, and then it maybe come back in for Saturday and then first of the week. But, yeah, you're right back into it on Wednesday with another ball game.
Yeah, and, you get your first conference game under your belt tonight, but after the first of the year, the conference games become frequent, and you want to make sure A, you're ready, but B, it would be nice to get everybody healthy and back on the floor together at the turn of the year.
Talk about a busy schedule. The Lady Zebras have one coming up, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Again, at halftime here, the boys lead at 38-11 on the Inyard's True Value scoreboard. Back with more of the Journey's Place halftime show. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School again, we are at halftime. The Zebras lead it 38-11 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Jake, let's talk a little bit about girls basketball. You've got a little bit of interest in there as on the bench again this year, and they have an interesting road trip coming up next week after Christmas here.
Yeah, we go to Twin Lakes and play Kankakee Valley, although we found out that they went into quarantine this past weekend, so we're unsure of exactly what's going to happen with that game. But we start with them, and then there's really no freebies down there. So you're hoping you can go down and get two out of the three, regardless of who you play, and consider it a success. And then the very next week, we play in the Warsaw tournament, and we start with Warsaw, and then we'll get the winner or loser of Chesterton and North Judson, who will obviously be wanting to avenge the loss from the first game of the year to us.
You know, it's interesting you talk about those teams that you're playing, and it I know there was a year or so in there where the schedule changed a little bit. I like to see Coach Jennings getting this competition back. I know when I was helping Tony, and you know, one of the big things was you didn't get better if you played mediocre teams or teams just a little bit better than you. You got to play the talent that you want to see and what you expect your team to be at, or better, to get better.
No doubt. And even, Coach Daziak was never afraid to play anybody. They went to, I remember my wife was in high school. They played in the South Bend tournament, and then they played against good competition down that same Twin Lakes tournament during that period of time. And even towards the end of his tenure as the girls coach, I remember they started, it was either Keaton's junior or senior year that they started the year off at Valpo.
Valpo.
Obviously played Northwood and several others. So, yeah, I think even, you know, if you take a lump, it helps to see that type of speed.
Well, and, you know, talking about speed, and you saw it with Lafayette Central Catholic last weekend, is, you know, they were all over what Coach James likes to call the bubble of every player.
They were. They made it really uncomfortable for us, and they, they were extremely disciplined and very fundamentally sound. Everybody caught the ball in triple threat, shot fake, but in addition to doing those things well, they were extremely quick. A couple of all-state soccer players that made it really uncomfortable for our guards.
Some scores to pass along. Huntington North leads at halftime over Cathedral 26-20. Also, at the end of the first, it was Tippecanoe Valley Boys trails Oregon Davis 14-6. You got any updates anywhere from Val or anything?
Yeah, Val said LaVille 31, Argus 23 at the half. I'm sure that game's further along now, but
that's going to do it for the halftime show, being brought to you by Zaretti's Place.
41-30 at the end of three, LaVille.
All right, it's 38-11 here as North Miami starts with the basketball. North Miami penetrates into Johnson, and Johnson's going to get called for charge. Nice job by Terry McLaughlin to take the charge, shoot his ground, and first foul of the second half.
Took the punishment and got rewarded for it.
That is on Johnson. That's his first team first of the half. Rainy Wind, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here tonight. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday night, provided the Lady Zebras do travel to Twin Lakes and take on.
North Miami back in the zone to start the second half.
Down low to Reinerts. Zebras moving the ball. Hughes with a nice cut and partially blocked and picked back up now by Masters. Quickly ahead is Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Gives it off to Burns. Burns back up top to Hunt. Hunt down low. Hunt goes over the top to Donaldson. Tipped in the backcourt by Reinerts. Right in the hands of McLaughlin. McLaughlin tries to thread a needle. And it's kicked by North Miami. And Zebras will have it right in front of their own bench.
Last time down, Masters did a nice job protecting the rim and got into Hughes' so-called bubble and was able to tie him up.
At halftime, it's Dipkin Valley trailing Oregon Davis 22-17. 7:14 to go here as Reinhardt gets the inlet. Right back to McCarter. 50-footer good. Carter got two more, and it's 40-11.
Good set out of bounds there. Got McCarter the shots that they were looking for.
1 minute gone here in the third quarter. North Miami with the basketball. Burns has it top of the key. Burns penetrates, leaves it down low for Donaldson. Up and good.
Good dump down there to Donaldson. Gave him his easiest look of the night.
40-13. McLaughlin now with the basketball. McLaughlin looking to go left, and he does to McCarter. McCarter has it now, picks up his dribble, going to have to get it away. He does to Reinhardt, still cutting Hughes. Hughes down low, loses it, and it's stolen by North Miami. Quickly ahead is Hunt with the basketball. Hunt taking on McCarter, goes to the hole, travels.
Really good play by McCarter there. He pulled the chair out from underneath him and popped twice, and our good buddy Jake Despot didn't miss it.
Yeah, Hunt thought McCarter was going to try to take a charge, and Grant just kind of stepped out of the way. And
two hops and a travel.
Yeah. McLaughlin has the basketball tip, picked back up by McLaughlin. Now in the corner to McCarter. Down low to Hughes. Hughes in a double team, and we're going to have a tie up, and it will go to the Zebras.
Hughes got a little bit too deep there, put it on the floor, and had nowhere to go with it because he was posting below the block and turned to the side of the backboard.
Zebras will inbound. McCarter does do it. Hughes. McLaughlin. Back to McCarter. Nope, they go to the other side to Reinhold. Reinhold to Reinerts. To McLaughlin on the right wing. He fakes, penetrates, and put it on the way. Rolls around. No good. An offensive foul coming, I believe, on Reinerts as he's trying to go over the top to get the rebound. And it is on Reinerts.
His first. Good crash. Better block out.
Girls varsity basketball, Columbia City 27, Northfield 21. So, TRC opponent there for the Lady Zebras. 40-13 here at Rochester High School. Guys are up as Burns has the basketball. Goes to the near side now with Masters. North Miami moving the ball a little sharper and quicker than they did in that first half. And the ball's loose, and we're going to have a foul down low, I believe, on Donaldson.
Donaldson's first.
Just
second.
Yep, it's the second of the half as McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline. Running the offense for the Zebras. 5.5 to go here in the third. McLaughlin over the top to Hughes. Hughes goes up strong to get it, and a foul coming in. I believe it's going to be on the backside on Burns.
Yeah, Donaldson was clean up top. Burns got him low.
So that will send Blake Hughes back to the line for his second and third free throws to compete against his sister.
Big spot for him.
Free throw pressure on the way. Blake nails it. 2 for 2. Got his third one on the way. 41-13.
Collectively, the Hughes siblings are 8 for 8 from the line the last few nights. I would bet that's probably a first.
Second one on the way for Blake. Up and rolls around Jake Jinkstein. I'll have to make sure I tell him it was you. Reinhardt gets the rebound. He goes back up strong and good. It's 43-13. Now a 30-point lead for the Zebras.
Good stick back by Reinhardt.
Yeah, that's way to stay strong and go right back after it. Burns with a basketball on the other end. He comes to the top to Masters. Masters around the screen. Now goes to the near side. Stolen by Reinhardt. Thrown in the backcourt. It'll be thrown out of bounds. Good hustle there, though, by McLaughlin trying to save it.
Great hustle also by Reinhold. Got a deflection and then had an attempt to save it also.
Top of the key now goes Hunt over to Burns. Burns shoves off.
Yeah. Lowered his shoulder and stuck the forearm out.
Tried to clear it out Reinerts, and now all of a sudden the Zebras have taken two quick charges here in this third quarter.
Second on Burns.
He will probably come out, and he will, and in will come Simons with 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. McLaughlin will bring the ball up for the Zebras. From the volleyball line, he comes to the near side to Trent Reinhold, to McCarter, top to Keaton, left side, down to McLaughlin. McLaughlin with the basketball to Hughes at the free throw line. Good.
Good shot by Blake there. Definitely a shot that can make him more difficult to guard if he can consistently knock down a free throw jumper.
45-13 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Quickly ahead is Johnson. Johnson and the Warriors. Now to Hunt on the left side. To Donaldson. Stolen by Hughes. Hughes, left-hand layup up and good.
Nice jump stuff there by Hughes. Under control. Got it.
47-13. Hunt with the basketball on the far side. Now to Simons. Simons picks up his dribble. He's going to have to do away with it. And does the Masters. Masters running jumper on the way. No good. Rebound, McLaughlin. Here come the Zebras. McLaughlin looking to push. Throws it ahead to Rhino. He loses it. Kicks it back out to McLaughlin. And, yep, he shuffled before he put it on the floor. A turnover on the Zebras. Coming in is Burns and Ireland for North Miami.
Only the third turnover of the night, though, for the Zebras. They've done a nice job taking care of the basketball.
Aiden Smith coming in. 47-13, 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. Zebras up on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Coming in near side now, Johnson, North Miami. Johnson goes to the hole, up and no good, but a foul coming. He just lowered his head, said he was going to the hole that time, and Hughes picks up the foul.
Yeah, Hughes slid over just a little late, and it was a half a Euro step.
So back to the line goes Johnson for North Miami. 6 foot junior. His first one good.
Johnson now 1 of 2 from the line for tonight.
Huffman back in the contest for the Zebras. And sitting down will be Aiden Smith. 47-14. Johnson will have another one. Johnson. Takes his time at the free throw line. It's all the way. Short off the front of the iron. Rebound. Tipped around. And finally brought down to the hands of Reinerts. And then he is slapped by Johnson. And
we heard that one up here, Randall.
Yeah. Johnson called for his second, team fifth. So the Zebras will be nearing the bonus here soon. 3:41 to go here in the third. Left side now, Huffman. Huffman with the basketball in the corner, McCarter. McCarter drives the baseline, throws up a jumper on the way. Good.
Nice move by McCarter. That's a tough shot on baseline.
Grant's got two more, and it's 49-14. Hunt will walk it across the timeline against McLaughlin. Hunt goes down in the corner, kicks back out to Johnson. Johnson down to the near side to Burns. Burns penetrates, throws up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Reinerts comes away with it. Quickly ahead to Hoffman, to Hughes, up on the glass,
really
no good, and a foul coming against Hunt.
Started with a great rebound by Reinerts, and then an excellent outlet pass.
And a good heads-up move by Huffman to see Hughes ahead of him open and threw a perfect pass for him. And in stride, was able to get it up. But
Hughes,
ball was
Hughes back to the line. This is going to be attempts 4 and 5.
Zebras take a 30-second timeout. Give me an opportunity to tell you about the Moose Lodge. Come out and enjoy family fun at the Moose Lodge, 1107. The Insulation Guy, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Fulton County Solid Waste District, don't trash our future, please recycle. Sky Memorial Hospital, connecting you to excellent health care providers. Just a few of the sponsors bringing tonight's broadcast and every Zebra broadcast possible here on Giant FM. Rainy Man, Jake Ruff, glad you join us tonight. It's a boys' action tonight as the Zebras are back in action for the first time since 19 days ago, the last time they were on the floor, December 4th, as they defeated the North Judson Blue Jays.
Val just shared a score. Class 4A number 2 Carmel beat Bar Reed, who's number 1 and 1A, 57-55 in overtime.
Woo! That was a good one.
Yes, it was. Probably a game you don't get if you're not in the middle of a global pandemic.
That's probably true, too. You really have put the media jinx on Blake Hughes as he misses that one.
We'll blame his sister.
He'll have one more.
Tippecanoe Valley trailing Oregon Davis 41-26 at the end of three.
Oregon Davis opened that up a lot there.
Yes, they did.
Blake Hughes makes his second one, and he'll come out, and Trenton Reinholt checks back in. 50-14. Also coming back in will be Aiden Smith, and coming out will be Grant McCarter. Get a little breather here with 3:09 going to third.
Do you think we see McCarter again, Randy?
I think you see him one more time. Like you said, I mean, you don't play for another week. You haven't played for 19 days. You don't want to totally
And I think the thing to remember, too, is it's only been three practices prior to tonight.
Right. North Miami now with the basketball. Johnson on the right wing. Johnson pull-up jumper on the way. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Going to stay with North Miami, as I believe McLaughlin. Oh, they're going to call it on 30. And that's going to be on Smith, and that'll be his second, team third.
Yeah, Zebras got caught ball watching a little bit there. Missed a block out, and it was a 50-50 ball that North Miami went up and got.
Ireland inbounds to Hunt. Hunt with basketball. Hunt penetrates. Hunt then kicks back out to Johnson in the corner. He'll fire the three ball on the way off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound, and Reinholdt comes away with it.
He did not miss a block out that time.
McLaughlin with the basketball all the way to the hole. Up and good.
Good pick there, Mike, by McLaughlin.
Burns was his defender, and he went right around him and had an easy layup. It's 52-14.
Uncontested.
Hunt with the basketball. Top of the key. Hunt looking down low. Gets it now to Johnson. Johnson throws up a shot as he's falling to the ground.
Great outlet again.
Quickly ahead to Smith. To Huffman, and it's tipped off the backboard and saved by North Miami. Thrown off of Huffman. It'll stay with North Miami.
Nice job by Hunt there to stick with it and throw it off the Zebra to keep the possession.
Donaldson and Masters back in the contest for North Miami.
Zebra staying in man-to-man.
Going around the right side. Ball's kicked by Zebras. It'll go back to North Miami and start all over. Hoosiers in action tonight. Starting the Big Ten, Northwestern. Yeah. An interesting game.
Yes, it will. Butler picked up their first Big East win tonight, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ireland with basketball. He throws up a 10-footer. Good. Seth Ireland. 2 points. It's 52-16. Zebras with the basketball. McLaughlin now in the corner to Huffman. Huffman looking, kicks him back out to McLaughlin, top the key. McLaughlin back out in the corner, now to Huffman. Huffman in the right corner. Huffman dribbles back up, throws it to Aiden Smith to Reinholdt. Reinholdt turns, throws it to McLaughlin in the left wing. McLaughlin. Zebras making sure they're looking for that great pass and a great look before they throw up a shot right now.
The discipline they're showing after being off that long is impressive.
McLaughlin with basketball on the left wing. McLaughlin goes to the hole. McLaughlin pull-up jumper up and good off the glass.
Great shot right there. Got his defender in the air and was able to finish.
54-16 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Under a minute to go here in the third. North Miami with the basketball. Donaldson's jumper at the elbow. Good.
That was definitely contested. Yeah. Just made the shot.
Aiden Smith with the basketball. Aiden penetrates, kicks it back to Reinholdt. Top of the key, now to McLaughlin, and he'll hold for one shot as North Miami will kind of come out.
Token pressure, now they've backed off a little.
And then they'll bring it up again and make it Zebras at least make some passes around as they wait for 25 seconds to kick off here in the third quarter.
This is what we used to call the Chris Brown, Randy.
It has been known to be called that.
He used to love when they ran this.
Zebras have it now, back up top, and now with 12, the Zebras look to go. McLaughlin around his defender. McLaughlin penetrates right to the hole, kicks it back out to Hoffman. Top of the key to Aiden. McLaughlin with the basketball. Penetrates again, goes up off the shot, off the glass. No good. Reaney with the rebound, up and good.
Great putback at the buzzer.
Reaney at the buzzer. Makes it 56-18 as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here in Rochester High School, as we get ready to start the fourth and final quarter, it will be North Miami basketball. Zebras lead it 56-18. Nice rebound, nice put back by Reese Serini there at the buzzer to end the third.
I asked Al if we had any more scores, and his comment was Rochester's on a 56-18 run since we started the game.
Yep.
I said, thank you, Val.
I would not expect anything less from Val, yes. That's why we say he's needs all the information.
Great insight.
North Miami with the basketball to Jonathan, and he's going to travel, or we're going to have a foul. Looks like we're going to have a foul first. And that foul is coming on Reinhold. It's going to be his first, team four.
Still not much, if any, foul trouble for the Zebras.
They get it into Burns. Burns will fire a three ball on the way, no good. And Hughes goes for the rebound quickly ahead of Reinhold. Reinhold then will dribble back out and reset the offense as it goes cross court to McLaughlin. McLaughlin with the basketball now in the corner to Reinhardt. Reinhardt back to Reinhold. Looking for Hughes down low, finds Reinhardt at the middle of the paint, wide open, and kicks it back out to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way, good.
Great in and out there by Reinhardt to McLaughlin.
Reinhardt had an open shot, and he saw McLaughlin out of the corner of his eye, and he passed it to him. That's great discipline on Reinhardt as well, just giving up that wide open shot that he had.
Even having 14 tonight, his passing has been as impressive as the scoring tonight.
North Miami with the basketball. Top of key is Burns. Burns comes to the near side to Hunt. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson comes to the left side to Burns again. Burns penetrates, throws up a shot up and good.
Good defense there by Hughes. Balled up, and Burns was able to throw it in.
McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline. 6:45 to go here in the contest. Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff with us tonight. Hughes down low, wide open, up and good. You're making it easy on your rough. They got a good game tonight for the Zebras.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about when it's 61-20.
6.5 to go here in the fourth. North Miami Hunt right up off the glass, no good. And Reinhardt's another rebound. Quick outlet to McLaughlin. McLaughlin keeps going up off the glass, good.
Nice finish. Again, great outlet by Reinhardt.
North Miami now down 63-20. The Warriors will bring it across the timeline. Johnson with it, back up top to Masters. Back to Johnson on the right wing. Johnson against Reinhardt. Down low to Donaldson, and he has two more as he is against Hughes. And
Donaldson was able to get good position there and was able to turn baseline on Hughes. Hughes got caught just a little bit too high.
Hughes, 10-footer, in and out, no good. Reinhardt cleans it up on the glass, good.
Kept it high, stuck it right back.
65-22 and a wholesale substitution for the Zebras, getting ready to check in at the next opportunity.
Looks like a line change, Randy.
And it does, kind of like last night. North Miami with the basketball now in the corner to Hunt. Hunt on the right wing, goes back up top to Burns. He fires a three ball, good.
Second three of the game for Burns.
65-25. McLaughlin with the basketball for the Zebras. North Miami still in that 1-3-1. Over the top to Hughes. Hughes brings it back down, kicks it back up to McLaughlin. He'll fire a wide open three ball off the mark, no good. Donaldson with the rebound. Tipped from behind by Hughes, right into the hands of Hunt. North Miami's looking to run. Hunt penetrates and looking to kick it back out, and he does. Brings it to the top to Masters. Masters with basketball, has it stripped by Reinhold. Ball's loose on the ground, throw in the hands of McCarter. Here comes McCarter across the timeline. McCarter slips and falls. And call for the travel.
One thing, I've noticed is Reinhold seems to get his hands on the basketball a lot on the defensive end. Creates a lot of deflections and leads to a lot of opposing turnovers.
Wholesale substitutions for both teams as in the contest for Rochester. Aiden Smith back in. Reese Rainey back in. Huffman back in. Drayton Vance getting his first opportunity tonight, and also Hunter Campbell into the varsity contest tonight. He had a great JV game with 16.
Yeah, shot the ball really, really well.
Simons with the basketball for North Miami, coming to the near side to Binion. Binion's three ball on the way, no good. Huffman with the rebound. Coming into the contest was Binion and Pugh for North Miami. Bob the key, now down the corner to Hunter. Campbell shot off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Binion. Binion and gives off to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. 4 minutes to go here in the contest. 65-25. To the near side now to Pugh. Pugh down in the corner to Hunt. Hunt, the right wing. Hunt will penetrate. Throws up a baby hook up and good. 65-27.
Hunt's first two of the night.
3:45 to go here in the contest. Hunter, excuse me, Campbell with the basketball. Now goes to Aiden Smith. He drives the lane up and good.
Really strong finish there.
Aiden had a great move and jump stopped and went high off the glass. And two more for him, 67-27. Minion with the basketball to the top. North Miami has it. Now to Simons. Now back over in the corner. Three ball on the way by Pugh and no good. And Zebras will pull down the rebound. Huffman will bring it across the timeline. Down the corner to Campbell. To Smith, right wing. Smith with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Going to have to get rid of it. And finally does to Huffman. Top the key. Huffman will run the point. Huffman penetrates. Now to Campbell on the left wing. Campbell has it stripped, picks back up, and has it stripped again. Campbell picks it up that time. Now goes to Huffman. Into the corner, right corner, is Aiden Smith trying to go down low to Vance. And doesn't do so. Knocked out of bounds by North Miami. Coach Davis sending some more scores in girls basketball. It's North Judson 27, Knox 23 at halftime.
Wow, that's a big rivalry, and I think this is the first time they've played this year. The first one was postponed due to COVID issues at Judson.
Smith with the basketball. Smith penetrates, leaves it for Vance. Vance up off the glass too hard. Rebound pulled down by North Miami. Simons with the basketball. 2.5 to go here in the contest. 67-27. Near side now to Blakely. Blakely also checking in for the first time tonight for North Miami. Simons with it. Top of the key now to Binion. Binion three ball good.
That got the North Miami JV very excited.
67-30. Huffman, cross-court pass to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball, cross-court pass back to Huffman, down low to Reaney. Reaney kicks it back out to Huffman. To Campbell. Campbell penetrates, looking. Now to Aiden Smith, left wing, back to the top to Huffman. He was looking for that open position, and Campbell will fire a three ball on the way, no good. Blakely with the rebound. Blakely gives it off to Pugh. Pugh with the basketball to Simons. Simons back to Blakely. Now to Pugh. Pugh in the left corner. Pugh drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Binion. Binion, top of the key now to Simons. Down low. Forks Miami taking her time. And the shot on the way no good from Simons. And Hunter Campbell with the rebound. Campbell will bring it up 67-30. Zebras up on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Down low to Drayden Vance. Can't handle the pass. Ball's knocked loose. The last touch by North Miami. It will stay with Rochester underneath the baseline. 1:18 to go in the contest. 32, Isaac Beam in the contest for North Miami.
Keepers are getting a chance to play some of the younger kids that Coach Malco talked about in the pregame. There's a bucket.
Drayden Vance scores two more. Ball is loose and last touch by North Miami. Another turnover. As the Zebras will have the basketball with a minute 10 to go. 69-30. Campbell will inbound for Rochester on the far corner. Campbell gives it off to Smith. Smith will bring it back up to the top of the key to Huffman. Huffman back to Smith. To Campbell. Campbell picks up his dribble. Now he's got to give it to Smith. And coaching staff calling out the plays to run to Chris Brown.
It looks like Rochester's content to get this over with.
Huffman with the basketball. 45 seconds to go. Huffman will penetrate in and pass it over to Aiden Smith.
Some token pressure by North Miami, but they seem also content to make this end.
Coming up at the end of the contest, we'll have the postgame show being brought to you tonight by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Jake will have final numbers, and Coach Malco will join us as well. That pass is thrown into the hands of North Miami, so zero turnover, and North Miami will have it now with 20 seconds to go. Simons with the basketball. Gives it off to Binion. He'll fire a deep three on the way. No good. Ball stepped around, pulled down by Reaney. Reaney rips it, and he'll give it off to Aiden Smith, and Smith will bring it across the timeline with 7. Smith penetrates, picks it up, gives it off to Huffman, and that'll do it.
That's going to be it.
The final tonight, 69-30. Zebras win it here at home. Move to 3-0 and 1-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. On the Innards True Value scoreboard, again, the final 69-30. We'll be back with the post-game show after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3150. To see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and door busters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School is the final again tonight, 69-30. Zebras win it. Time now for the postgame show, being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Joining us now, Zebra head coach Rob Malco. And, Coach, we said in the pregame we were talking about, whether the legs would be there and everything else. And, boy, Zebras come out strong and very precise with their passes in that first quarter, took their time, looked for the open person. North Miami sat back in that zone and allowed Grant McCarter to go off in that first quarter.
Yeah, and then you asked me before the game what would I be looking for, and I told the guys I wanted them to play with a lot of discipline. We weren't going to be, I felt, very deep, but yet tonight we put some guys in the game, and they were able to make plays for us and play a solid role tonight. And we got all 10 guys that were in the book in the game, and neat to see Shadow, which that's what we call retraining, get his first 2 points of his varsity career. So, to come out of the gate, the starters came out, I thought, and I hung with them for about the first 6 minutes of the first quarter, and I really felt they did a good job of setting the tone for the night.
I thought Kyle Reinerth really dominated boards tonight. He had a great night. He started out, he had some great outlet passes as well to midcourt, which allowed you some wide-open layups.
Yeah, he did. And, he's just playing like we hope he'd play as a senior.
Right.
He is in his fourth season with us. He's healthy. He knows what to do, and he talks on the floor, and he's just been a joy to coach. And I'm going to take in every minute I can having him around this season because he does things that make other players' lives better. He's a great teammate, and we always talk about we and us, not myself or I, and how we can make other people better by setting a great screen or making the pass that you're stepping into your shot and you don't have to go run the pass down and try and get the shot off type of thing. So, you know, we're beginning to see that a little bit. It's still early because this is only our third game, but, you know, it won't be long if we can stay healthy and stay out of protocol with everybody. And January and February, we got a lot of games coming in a hurry.
I think you mentioned it's only game three, but out of the three, I think this was the best game I've seen Terry McLaughlin control as a captain on the floor for you and run the offense.
You know, he has that knack. He knows how to play the point. He's a heady kid. He's very comfortable with dishing the ball. But what I thought was good tonight was seeing him looking to score a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many points he ended up with.
12.
Yeah.
12.
But, you know, for him to, I think he knocked down a three, maybe two threes, I know, and he had, you know, some good drives in the bucket. Yeah. And he mixed it up where he also, you know, dished it. And there's still that balance he's trying to figure out about when, you know, to do that. And it's coming. It's coming quick.
You mentioned in the pregame as well as trying to stay out of foul trouble, and I thought you did a great job of that tonight.
Yeah, we did. I thought we moved our feet. We took charges. You know, I thought the guys were really, really good with talking and rotating. And the first couple of possessions, they got the ball to their big guy easily. And then I called timeout and made sure they understood what our goal was there. And we emphasized how we needed to play help side defense. And we needed to be great teammates. Because if you leave someone alone like that, that's just, you know, that's not what we do. And they rectified that quickly.
How good does it make you feel to be able to get that first conference win here at home and get that first win? And now you can focus after the first year because that's when the conference really ramps up a little bit. But you've got that first win now.
It's always good to get the first one. And I think, you know, it was really a good game after coming off of that 10-day protocol and only having about three practices. I thought our conditioning isn't obviously where it's supposed to be, but I thought we did a pretty good job balancing our timeouts and the guys – you know, really finding that extra gear when they needed to. So, you know, that's something I hope that we can get back to getting our consistency and a rhythm with our practices and our games, and hopefully we can stay healthy.
You got a week now before you play again, and also in there you got Christmas. What do you do here for the next week?
We're going to give them a couple days off here, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll come back on Saturday, get a good practice in. Sunday obviously is off, and then we come back Monday, Tuesday, and hit it hard. Walk through a week from today and play, you know, a week from tonight.
Yeah, get Lewis Gass coming in next Wednesday night, and Coach Johnson down there, they'll have their team ready.
Well, they're playing well. I think last I checked, they were 5-2 or something like that. So, you know, his son's a really good player for him. The good kid's a sophomore. The younger brother of the good that was such a talented player for him last year, and this kid's got a little more size. And then they had a lot of juniors on the JV last year that are really strong physical kids that, you know, they're going to come in and they're going to really get in your drill and pressure you in a half-court defense. And we'll have our work cut out for us. We're still going to be down a man. And, you know, we just got to come out and compete and see what we got. And it's a sectional opponent, so at the same time, I don't like playing sectional opponents, so I'm not going to lie. We'll play our butts off, but I think we'll be kind of vanilla, without a doubt.
69-30, congratulations. I want to wish you and the club a very Merry Christmas. Go and enjoy this win, and Christmas will be a lot nicer now.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas. Z-Red Coach Rob Malco back with us. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Jake will wrap things up for us here. I'm Rochester High School. Back with more Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Rochester High School getting the final tonight. 69-30 in your True Value scoreboard. Zebras win it. We are in the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. And Jake Rupp, you've got the final numbers.
All righty. McCarter 14, had, like I said, at halftime, 10 in the first quarter. McLaughlin ended up with 12, did a great job running the offense, got into the middle of the zone a lot tonight, and caused a lot of problems early and late for North Miami. Reinhart ended up with a team-high 16, Reinholt with 6, Blake Hughes with 15, loses bragging rights to Emily, going 3 of 5 from the line, Vance with 2, Smith with 2, and Reese Reedy with the putback at the end of the third quarter ended up with 2. For North Miami, Hunt had 2, Johnson with 5, Binion with a 3 in the fourth quarter, Burns had 8, Donaldson with a team-high 10, and Ireland with 2. North Miami had 19 turnovers, Zebras had 6, and I've got unofficially the Zebras out-rebounding North Miami 23-9.
That's going to do it. From Rochester High School, again, the Zebras went at 69-30, moved to 3-0 overall, 1-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. North Miami falls to 0-2 in the conference, and 3-6 now overall. Jake, thanks for filling in tonight. Sure appreciate it. It was fun. I want to wish you and the family a very Merry Christmas, and we'll look forward to talking to you at Twin Licks.
Randy, same to you guys, and same to everyone else out there.
That's going to do it in the final tonight from Rochester High School. Zebras win at 69-30. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
Rochester Basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester Basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service.